stay where they are. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Arizona says shipping containers that were placed along the border wall to fill gaps will stay there despite a demand from the federal government to remove them.
In a letter to the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation, the Arizona Department of Emergency and Military Affairs says the containers will remain in place until specific details regarding construction of a permanent barrier are provided. The federal agency says the containers are unauthorized, that they violate U.S. law and interfere with the government's own plan to fill the gaps. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey having the barriers put up at the border over the summer, saying he wouldn't wait for federal officials to reveal plans for a permanent barrier.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department says it sees thousands of suspected fentanyl pills hidden in candy boxes at Los Angeles International Airport. The pills were discovered when someone attempted to get them through airport security. The pills were found inside boxes of sweet tarts, Skittles, and Whoppers. The suspected trafficker ran, but authorities say they have been identified. A sex offender is sentenced to life in prison for killing a teenager who disappeared while on spring break in South Carolina.
Raymond Moody pled guilty to murder, kidnapping, and rape in the killing of Brittany Drexel, telling the judge he was a monster when he took the 17-year-old's life. Drexel vanished while walking back to her hotel in Myrtle Beach in 2009. Advances in technology allowed police to pinpoint the moment when the pace of Brittany's cell phone indicated she was in a moving vehicle. That led investigators to an SUV owned by Moody. He was questioned early on, but investigators didn't have enough evidence to make an arrest.
Fox's Steve Rappaport. Former President Trump has answered questions under oath in a lawsuit filed by E. Jean Carroll, a magazine columnist who claims Trump raped her in a department store dressing room in the 1990s. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
The CDC is weighing whether to add COVID-19 shots to the mandatory immunization list for children to attend school.
An approval would allow states to mandate the shots for school, but a leading vaccine expert, Dr. William Schaffner of Vanderbilt University Medical Center, predicts most states are likely to keep COVID vaccines optional.
My personal expectation is that there will not be a rush to mandate this vaccine, if for no other reason that it continues to be, at least in some quarters, rather controversial.
Florida Surgeon General Joseph Latipo tweeted that his state will not mandate COVID vaccines for school children, regardless of what the CDC advisors recommend. In Atlanta, Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
Two major discount airlines are a step closer to merging.
Shareholders of Spirit Airlines have approved its sale to JetBlue. The $3.8 billion deal faces scrutiny from antitrust regulators. Spirit finally agreed to accept JetBlue's offer after originally agreeing to sell itself to Frontier Group back in February. JetBlue's offer was about $1 billion more than Frontier's. The airlines expect to close their deal no later than the first half of 2024, though they say the process of combining the operations of the two airlines could take several years. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
A man with a distinctive tattoo on his back is suing Cardi B after he says he was humiliated when she misused his likeness for a sexually suggestive mixtape. Kevin Michael Brophy has filed a $5 million copyright infringement lawsuit against her in Southern California. He claims he didn't consent to such use of his likeness. Cardi B says an artist used only a small portion of the tattoos without her knowledge. Her lawyers say the model who posed for the mixtape photo was black, while Brophy is white. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.